The University of St Andrews was founded in 1413, and the establishment of a collegiate system was led by James Kennedy, Bishop of St Andrews, with the foundation in 1450 of his College of St Salvator in North Street. The College of St Leonard was founded in 1512, and the College of St Mary in 1537. The impetus behind the foundation of St Leonard's College was the desire for it to serve as a college of poor clerks, in order that standards of clerical education should be improved. Its foundation was a joint venture between Alexander Stuart, Archbishop Designate of St Andrews, and the illegitimate son of James IV of Scotland, and John Hepburn, Prior of St Andrews. The premises chosen for this new foundation was the ancient hospital, probably founded by the Culdees, adjoining the Chapel of St Leonard, which is the oldest surviving building of the University of St Andrews, with the earliest parts of it dating from before 1144, when the Augustinian canons acquired it. The hospital continued to be used to provide shelter for pilgrims visiting the shrine of St Andrew, but when numbers declined in the later 15th century, it was decided to convert the buildings, probably then serving as almshouses, into the new College of St Leonard's. Although Prior Hepburn was the principal instigator in the foundation, both Hepburn and Stuart were concerned to improve clerical education, with Hepburn seeking to train young novices, primarily of his own Augustinian order, in arts and theology. Although Alexander Stuart's provision to the Archbishopric of St Andrews, aged 11, may be regarded as a somewhat scandalous appointment, the king had ensured that his son received a first-class education on the continent, including instruction by no less a scholar than Erasmus. Stuart returned an enthusiastic proponent of the new learning that encompassed humanist ideals, although he may not have seen eye to eye with Hepburn, whose aim was a return to the discipline of monastic values. Nevertheless, it was Stuart's support that secured crown confirmation of the foundation of St Leonard's College by James IV on the 23rd of February 1513. Although it was actually the only college of the three foundations that failed to secure a papal bull confirming rights and privilege, probably because of the untimely death of the young archbishop along with his father, James IV, at the Battle of Flodden in September 1513. The first provost of St Leonard's College was the Dominican John Annand, who was a determined reformer of the clergy, and St Leonard's was consequently extremely monastic in nature, with members of the college being subjected to a far more rigorous and formal code of conduct than was in practice at St Salvator's, for example. Students at St Leonard's were to be no younger than 15, and no older than 21 to gain admission, whereas students as young as 12 were able to enter the Faculty of Arts at this time. St Salvator's and St Leonard's colleges amalgamated to form the United College of St Salvator and St Leonard's in 1747, at which point the buildings of St Leonard's College on South Street were sold and teaching limited to the St Salvator's College site on North Street. The chapel, though, remained in university hands, but was already dilapidated according to Samuel Johnson's observations in 1773, when he states that an attempt had been made to convert it into a kind of greenhouse. The roof was replaced in 1910 and the chapel windows reglazed, after which a programme of renovation work was carried out. St Leonard's Chapel was rededicated on St Leonard's Day, 6th of November 1952, in the first service to be held there for nearly 200 years.